90.3 KNBA and Southern Culture on the Skids from last year's Electric Pinecones release with Gray Skies. New stuff from Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, the first couple of the banjo. Their last album, which was their first one together, of course, was a big Grammy winner. We'll see what this one does. It's a nice one, too. Echo in a Valley is the name of their new disc. Ryan Bingham with Hands of Time. Grateful Dead with Bobby Weir doing his best cowboy impersonation on El Paso. And Up the Creek was Tori Amos getting a start out from her Native Invader release. It is 8:26, and it is the Morning Line program for Monday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, KNBA. I'll always keep you in tune with our community with special events and guests as well as listings. You can send an email to feedback@knba.org for if you've got a nonprofit service announcement or something coming up that's special to your community. I got a couple of things to look at on the calendar. South Central Foundation's research department is conducting a study about how genetic factors and diet affect heart disease treatment. For those who want to participate, you'll be compensated for your time, and you can learn more at 729-8623. You can call that number, 729-8623, and mention the heart study. Also, you can register for a run coming up on the 4th. It's Maddie's Run, a 5K and 2.5K fun run held in Eagle River High School Saturday the 4th of November. The annual event raises awareness for ovarian cancer, and you can visit Maddie Strong, M-A-D-D-Y Strong, Facebook page for more information.
All right, Frank, thanks very much. And our guest this morning is Jane Strait. Jane is the lead healthcare navigator for the United Way. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
You have some very timely information for us.
Yes, I do. We're doing everything we can to let people know that open enrollment for insurance under the Affordable Care Act on healthcare.gov opens on Wednesday. And for those who are used to getting their insurance through healthcare.gov for the last few years, this year our enrollment period is half as long as we're used to. So we just have from November 1st through December 15th to get enrolled.
Well, it's good to have that reminder. What's why the change?
I think it was always a goal eventually to shorten the enrollment period once people got more used to it. But they kind of did it a year earlier than we expected. So we want people to be aware of that December 15th deadline and not let it go by.
Okay. So a shorter enrollment period, but the period is still here. And with all the discourse regarding the Affordable Care Act over the last, since its inception and before, but certainly in recent months, have there been, what has turned topsy-turvy with the Affordable Care Act? What's different now than last year or the year before, besides, of course, the obvious, the shortened enrollment period?
Well, honestly, the good news is for a consumer, nothing has really changed. And that's the other strong message we're trying to get out to people.
For all this talk, not much has changed.
That's right. So nothing's changed from last year. We have the same insurer in our marketplace here in Alaska, Premiera Alaska, with the same number of plans. And we still have tax credits and other types of financial assistance. And there are navigators like myself. Like, we're open for business and ready to help. There is one good piece of news for us here in Alaska, and that's big. The premiums are actually lower this year.
They're lower?
Yes.
What do we attribute that to?
One of the provisions...
I mean, that's really a surprise. All the doom and gloom, the premiums are going up and the sky's falling.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. The Affordable Care Act had a provision for what they called state innovation waivers for states to apply for creative solutions, you would say, to deal with costs. And so you might have heard something in the news about a 1332 waiver for Alaska being approved.
But I have no idea what it's about.
Well, basically, it established a reinsurance fund, which, you know, in simple terms, it was a solution for taking some of our folks in Alaska with the most expensive medical needs and helping underwrite those costs in such a way that Premiera was able to lower the premiums this year. So people who haven't checked the marketplace out yet and are thinking, I couldn't afford it last year, I can't afford it this year, maybe. We just really encourage people to come in and see what's available.
So who should enroll, or who at least might it benefit to look into enrollment?
Well, I think that always, you know, the first line of defense for insurance is, do you have insurance offered by your employer? And if you do, absolutely go there. But if you're not covered by your employer, and if you don't have another program that you're in, like Medicare or Medicaid, or if you're not in the military, you know, nothing else, that's what the healthcare.gov marketplace was really designed for people who didn't have any other place to get insurance. And navigators are out in the community to help people sit down and get together on the website and go through the process of enrolling.
So talk about that help process as a navigator. What do you do?
Well, healthcare.gov is a website, and it's definitely designed for a consumer to do their own enrollment. But what we do is help people do that enrollment process. Sometimes it's about just wanting more help with a computer, but also insurance is a pretty complicated topic, and navigators are federally certified, and they go through lots of hours of training to understand health insurance terms and how insurance works. And some people aren't familiar with the terms of health insurance, and so they feel like, I'm not sure I would know which plan I should pick or understand what it's telling me. And so a navigator, they don't tell you which plan to purchase, but the navigator helps you understand everything that you're reading there on the website about that insurance plan.
Okay, tremendous. It's 8:31. If you're just joining us this morning, it is the Morning Line program, and our guest is Jane Strait. Jane is United Way's lead healthcare navigator, and we're talking a little bit about enrollment in insurance coverage, health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, and the new shortened enrollment period that's happening this year begins day after tomorrow, November 1st through December 15th, which is kind of a change. Although, I guess, Jane, we should point out you had some interesting information, too, that the Affordable Care Act does present some special and some pretty good circumstances for Native families and individuals.
That's true. For folks who are Alaska Native or American Indian, enrollment periods don't apply. They can enroll at any time. And then the other piece that people sometimes hear about with the Affordable Care Act is a personal responsibility payment or tax penalty if you're uninsured, and that also doesn't apply. So you can enroll at any time, and there's never going to be a tax penalty if you're American Indian or Alaska Native for not enrolling.
Okay. And is there some sort of special overlap? Obviously, Medicaid is means tested, and there's sort of a nebulous area there where several programs kind of merge together. Are there special circumstances with Medicaid in terms of ACA enrollment?
The expansion of Medicaid is actually part and parcel of the Affordable Care Act. So it was really designed for, one group of individuals up to a certain income level that Medicaid would be what covers them. And then above the Medicaid eligibility income, the ability to purchase a plan. And if you need it, depending on income, get a tax credit to help pay for your insurance. So it's all under the umbrella of the Affordable Care Act. And one of the things the state of Alaska did when we expanded Medicaid is we decided that we would let the healthcare.gov online application be an application for Medicaid. So you could be meeting with someone who isn't even sure, does my income fall above or below, is it Medicaid, or am I going to get a tax credit and buy a plan? It's the exact same application. They just fill it out, and at the end, based on the income information, it says, oh, we're sending your information to the state. You're eligible for Medicaid. Or, oh, let's go look at the plans, and here's how much of a tax credit you could get. So it's all one seamless thing.
It's
you
like
don't
a
even
big ombudsman thing.
It's really easy.
that's tremendous. For folks that want to find out more information, how to get involved, how to take advantage of United Way's assistance, what should folks do?
You find us by calling 211. 211 is that information and referral line for all kinds of health and social services. It's a phone line that's answered Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and all you have to do is call 211, and they can make you an appointment. They keep an appointment calendar for our navigators. They can set you up for a one-on-one with a navigator. They can put you on the phone with a navigator, have one call you back to answer questions. The folks at 211 can also, if you happen to be from outside of Anchorage, tell you who in your community is a navigator. Kind of a one-stop shop there.
I guess it's comforting to know that, individuals and families don't have to go into this blind, that there are folks, agencies like yours, who can lend a hand in negotiating what can certainly be a very confusing set of circumstances.
That's right. So 211 is the way to get a hold of in-person help. And if you don't have a way to do that, go to healthcare.gov yourself. Okay. And use the website. And on the healthcare.gov website is a toll-free number to a call center where people can help you.
Okay, tremendous. As we get set to wrap up, anything else you'd like to add?
I think just remember November 1 to December 15th, open enrollment for insurance. Okay. And call 211 for help.
Come in very quick, 211, the number to call. Jane Strait, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you.
It is 8:35, still to come, music from Johnny Lang and Patty Griffin on KMBA.
There's a new documentary airing on PBS, and it highlights the life of N. Scott Momaday. The Pulitzer Prize-winning Kiowa author journeys across the country with his daughter to retrace the sacred ancestral path of the Kiowa. We'll talk with both of them about the film and a lifetime's work of literature on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.